Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stephen Belton is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Stephen, so much to discuss. Thanks again for the time today.
Oh, thanks. It's always a pleasure to be with you, Jordana and Paul.
So, The Strip had a piece out yesterday about this new policy on Hennepin Healthcare, that you can either be a doctor or a cop, but you can't be both and work for Hennepin Healthcare. Now, this was fascinating to me on many levels because I didn't realize there were so many doctors that were moonlighting as law enforcement. And then I also didn't realize that that could be, and again, this is my own naivete, this is why I have a lot of questions, that could be a problem. So what do you think about the decision that Hennepin Healthcare said, okay, docs, you can no longer moonlight as cops because that would make some of the patients feel unsafe? What do you think about all of this?
You know, I'll kind of jump to the end of that story, of that article, and where the CEO of Hennepin Healthcare acknowledged and stated that, you know, they are on their own equity journey. And I think they said it was her way of saying, we're kind of making this up as we go along, but we're committed to addressing the issue of equity because of who they are and who they are in this community. And to me, that helped frame an understanding. The fact is, there aren't that many doctors or medical professionals who have dual careers. In fact, in the Hennepin Healthcare System, which has about 800 employees, the article said there are only three doctors who actually moonlight or have side gigs as in law enforcement. But the issue for me, and I think for the hospital, is about the optics of it. You know, as a lawyer, we are required to have an ethical standard that prevented us from not only having direct conflicts of interest, but also avoiding the appearance of the conflict of interest. And I think here you had the potential for both. Certainly the appearance of a conflict for a community, and particularly, you know, given that Hennepin Healthcare and its flagship hospital, HCMC, serves such a substantial population of people of color, and particularly African Americans, community trust is important, and the community is roiling with distrust from Hennepin Healthcare. You know the scandals that have been involved. They go beginning with the ketamine trials that were being done that people didn't even know about, that were being used on largely on people of color, and then more recently with the incidents of racism that were in the hospital itself. So the community already is distrustful. And then to have that system be represented by the potential, it's only three doctors, but they represent the optical, sort of the appearance of the potential that, you know, you may have law enforcement or have health professionals who are compromised by their law enforcement affiliation as well, I think was too much. And I think they made the right call here. I think it's a challenging call for those three doctors. But I think it was an easy call if you're listening to your patients and to the community.
Okay. Hey, Stephen, first question. What do you think of this weather?
Oh, God.
Well, so first, I'm glad you asked that question. I have to, if I may, I just want to give a shout out to you. Congratulations on your new publication, A Kid's Guide to Saving the Planet. And I actually wanted to take this opportunity to encourage you to do a follow-up novel of a parent's guide to supporting kids who are saving the planet.
I love the idea.
I love the work that you've done and making this, speaking to kids as adults are recognizing their intelligence, but also speaking to them in their language about the importance of addressing and being activists in climate change. But I think one of the challenges that kids are going to have, of course, is having adults around them who support their work, who support their activism. And I just, I really like what you're doing, and I just wanted to give you a shout out for doing that. So.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you.
And by the way, I think the weather sucks, in answer to your question. Sorry,
okay.
I don't know if I can use that word on radio, but it's terrible.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. Stephen, you can say anything once. It's fine. It's already going out into the universe at the speed of light. It's fine. And speaking of parents, my dad taught me, and I really do believe this, that we have rights and we have responsibilities. He ingrained that in my brother and sister. And he said that actions have consequences. And so, you know, from a young age, the age of 6 or 7, he taught me this. And the reason I'm bringing this up, the conversations that St. Paul is having right now regarding reparations, regarding providing financial assistance to the descendants of American slaves. And I know a number of other cities around the United States are having these conversations. Is this the right time? And is it time that we as a society address sins that were committed, 100-150 years ago or longer?
Yeah, so I don't remember who originally made the quote, but if not now, then when? And if not us, then whom? And as far as the issue of this, the events that, chattel slavery itself, ended over 100 years ago, it was an institution. This country was actually founded on that institution, and we have still yet to reckon with it. And more importantly, I think, the issue for City of St. Paul and for the other municipalities and forms of government who are wrestling with it is that the descendants of enslaved persons are still dealing with that issue every day. We are still penalized by it. We're still dealing with the effects of institutional structural racism. Whether people buy into that is a reality or not, that is the lived experience of Black people in this country. And you can just need to look at the continuing disparities between Blacks and whites in this state, and we have among the worst in the country. And the City of St. Paul was acknowledging its own history of complicity in racist structures, both in terms of things like redlining and the deliberate decision to break up the Black community by sending 94, which is non-established part of our infrastructure, but they divided and basically disassembled a thriving Black community in doing that, but also in their complicity in failure to educate and to provide employment and to address the wealth gap that continues to exist and persist among the descendants of enslaved persons. And so I think it's the right call. I think it's the right conversation. I think we're having it at the right time. The big question for me is that why isn't Minneapolis further along in this, and why isn't the state and the federal government doing more to address it?
Okay.
Now, we know other cities.
I think there's a misconception that reparations involves a pot of money at the end of all of this for everybody. Mm-hmm. I think reparations is a much broader discussion. Yes, I think there needs to be financial recompense, but I also think it's much broader than that in terms of the policy implications and the different kinds of programs. And the City of St. Paul is actually having hearings to begin to understand and address what that might mean in St. Paul.
Okay.
Can we just explore that? I know we don't have a ton of time, but I'm fascinated by this. And we asked Mayor Carter to come on. For some reason, he can't. But we're hoping to maybe get somebody to talk about what the program implementation would look like. Do you have any inside information at all on what that would look like, who it would encompass, where the money's coming from, if it's not just money, if it's other stuff? Any scoop?
Yeah, I would just say be patient, because I think there's a sense of anxiety or anxiousness among a lot of people about what this will mean and when it will mean anything. But I think if you know anything about government, it's the opposite of fast. And so mm-hmm. you should not be expecting a reparations program to appear in the city of St. Paul or be announced next year or the year after. It'll probably, it more likely, is going to be 5 or 10 years in the making. They will be slow and deliberate, gather information. The whole thing begins with a year of planning before they actually begin the work of the actual commission itself. And so they're starting with 4 hearings. The purpose of those hearings is to both share information about how the process is going to unfold and to begin to hear from the public about what they would like to see, what they'd like to avoid, what the issues are, what some of the, you know, what some of the obstacles and opportunities are ahead. And so I think this is going to be an iterative process. I'm not privy to the planning in the city of St. Paul, but I've been watching with great interest, just like everybody else, or people who are interested in this matter. And I think we're going to, you know, what we ought to look forward to is a deliberate, thoughtful process where the public will have lots of opportunity to engage and to share their views and concerns.
Urban League, Twin Cities, Stephen Belton, thank you. And thanks for the shout out, Stephen. That means a lot. I appreciate you, and we appreciate you and your perspective, and we'll catch you back here next Tuesday. Thank you.
Grateful for the opportunity to be with you. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Stephen.
Yeah.
That idea of reparations is fascinating. And I think it is a long time coming. And I'm just so interested to hear how it would shake out. I know they're talking about it, but I'd love to hear a plan, how it's going to be implemented. We'll keep following that story.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.